I thought overall we thoroughly deserved it. I think we were disappointed that they got the equaliser in the first half. It was a poor goal on our part to give away, and I'm sure their guy will be saying the same. But you know, you can't get done with a through ball through the middle. I think we got caught ball watching a little bit, and then the second equaliser is, you know, we shouldn't get done at the far post. But you know, JJ was on his game today, and when he's like that, and here and Jeremy, you know, they can carry the ball so far up the field. It's electric to see, and I thought everybody was on the game today. It's a terrible pitch to try and pass it round on, but we try, and sometimes it doesn't come off, but we have a way, and we've got to keep doing it.
The equalising goal for them that made it 2-2 came at a period in the game where arguably they were on top a little bit. Wednesday seemed to be in their shell at the start of the second half. Is that fair?
I just think it was scrappy. I think it looked a very nervous game. You know, around the place, everybody seemed nervous. And we spoke about this yesterday and, you know, before the game and at half-time. Was just have no regrets, no fear. Just go and play. And we try and do certain things, and it doesn't always come off for us, but I've got to give them great credit today, because we kept going, and you know, we went a goal down, nobody sulked, nobody threw the dummy out, and everybody got back on with it, because we were actually on top when they got the equal, when they got the first goal. And it's just that disappointment, because you know, we shouldn't get caught with a through ball like that.
It was just that pressure, wasn't it, that led to a couple of mistakes, and Kirkland's given away the penalty.
Yeah, well, it's a through ball over the top. I mean, you know, the centre halves have got to do better. They've got to be stronger. They can't get caught the wrong side. But listen, you know, they're all the things that happen in football. But I think it's not a time to have a go at anybody. I think it's a time to praise them, because they've come back really well, and that's our job. We'll go through that again tomorrow when they're all in, and we'll go through the bits and bobs that we have to go to. But I think it's more about praising them today, because they work so hard.
Jermaine Johnson, then, what a goal to win it. I know you've asked him to sort of take the mantle on from Antonio and find his best form. Well, he was superb today, aside as well as the goals.
Yeah, listen, JJ, you know, we always maintain here that he can get you out your seat, but he can also dump you back in it, you know. And today was one of them where he was got everybody out the seat, and he's got to get that consistency. I've said before, he's an impact player, and when you play him wide, same sometimes with Mikhail, they're up and down, and you know the ground that they cover is phenomenal. And you're talking 8,500 meters, which is tremendous, but that they're not built for that. They're built for pace, and when you put them in certain pockets and certain areas of the field, they get their break, and that's why JJ is allowed to do what he wants. But you know, it was exciting today, but I thought everybody today deserved a big slap on the back.
Do you think he can achieve that level of consistency, because he's, what, in his early 30s now? If he's going to change, is it not too late to change?
You're never too late to change. I mean, you're always there to learn. The day that you think you've done it all is the day that you should stop, because players are great for talking a good game. They've got to then go and do it, and today JJ's done what was asked of him. I mean, we lost Gary yesterday with a hamstring injury. I mean, he was tight in the hamstrings and he felt it pull, so we didn't risk him at all. It was then just a simple decision. Did I play Stevie up there to begin with, or finish him off there? And, you know, it's nice when it comes off way.
Medine, then, what's the longer-term progress?
I don't know. He goes for a scan tomorrow. We're back in tomorrow, 11 o'clock, and we'll just see what, after the scan. Nothing we can do about that. And that's, you know, he'd worked so hard here at home against Barnsley, and he felt stiff and sore. We pulled him on against Bristol. And the two games in 3 days is such a hard battle for them. And you can see that today. We've still had that little bit, you know, tiredness with some of the players. So I've got nothing but praise for them today.
How important was it that you got that victory, knowing you've got 3 away games now on the spin away from here?
You keep telling me how important is a victory. It doesn't matter whether you're top of the league, middle of the road or bottom. All victories are important to you. And I don't know what the real results are today or whatever, but it just shows you how hard we're working to try and, you know, because they're in this division, and I think the fans appreciate that.
I think you're 3 points clear off the top of my head, although I'm sure I'll be corrected, of the relegation zone.
I don't know, because you'll tell me we're 5 points off 10th.
Well, you're not that far away from the playoffs with the late runners. That's the championship, isn't it?
That's how ridiculous it is. You know, this morning we were 5 or 6 points with a game in hand off 10th spot. And that's how crazy this division is. It just shows you how tough it is. And those experts that think that it's a poor league are so far off it that they don't know. You've seen today, we've played a team that came out of the Premiership last year. And you can see how nervous they were. It's not a nice situation to be in. But we've kept our heads, we've kept calm in the last 4 months. They've been absolutely superb. You know, I think since we beat Barnsley away, we've been on a fantastic run, and that's what it takes. And you know, last year Barnsley were saying when we played them here that they stayed up with 43 points last year. And it looks like it might take 54 this year or 55, but we've just got to keep going and keep trying to get as many points on the board as we possibly can.
Just finally, is Medina side, who's obviously we don't know yet, is everybody else going to be all right for selection for Millwall?
I don't know. We've got knocks and bruises, and JJ. We brought JJ off. He was feeling his hamstring again. So we'll monitor it again tomorrow, and then we'll get off on Monday down to Millwall.